make the most of your time at university and beyond. It's time for Tub Thump. We don't operate on a level playing field. So while it's true that you should take responsibility for your actions and not find other people to blame, that doesn't mean that everything is up to you. Everything's your fault. If only you'd done things differently. It's not as simple as that. This is not a level playing field. There are so many things that are out of your control. And sometimes it's your mindset that can be affected to such an extent that you don't even realise you're capable of some of the things. Or maybe things are holding you back that you can't really change. Now, to be the student you deserve to be, it means that you need to take responsibility, yes. And it means you need to seek out effective ways to be and do your best. And to me, university isn't about grades, and it's not about social life. It's not about engaging in seminars or about joining societies. It's not about making friends or writing essays or learning to be independent. But it's about all these things, and it's about so much more. So you've got the power to achieve, and when I write and speak here about making the most of your time at university, and indeed beyond, so it's all about thinking how you can use all of this as a springboard to your own new ideas and actions, because you achieve nothing unless you act. And once you start to act, you can discover more and learn new things that you thought would just continue to be a mystery, things you didn't even know were a thing. And these discoveries can go way beyond doing your degree. So it could be something like playing an instrument, or maybe about being organised and tidy. It may be to do with networking and collaborating with others, or even how to start a movement, or how to protest things, or how to work well with others. Whatever it is that you want to do, you've got the opportunity to do it. And that makes it very easy, weirdly, to then hold back, procrastinate, stop. That's what the default is. The default is not to push yourself, not to bother with the challenge, because it already feels like there's so much else challenging you, so much else to be doing. But you do deserve better. And university's opening a gateway to you, but only if you recognise it, only if you choose to take on board these things. And that's what it means to be the student you deserve to be. There's no point in feeling like you've simply got the right to do it. There's no point assuming that everything's going to be laid out for you. It rarely, rarely is. But at the same time, it's not about thinking you have to simply jump through the hoops you're told to jump through. And I had this kind of problem as I grew up and I went through school, because I jumped through loads of hoops, but I didn't really know why I was doing it. And it was only when I realised I could be doing much better that I began to craft my own path. It was only after I applied to for places at university that I realised that I really wanted to go to university. I understood, I suddenly had a reason. And that then changed what I wanted to do, why I wanted to do it. So these places I'd applied for, they didn't really suit me. And it was part of this process that I had no understanding of. I was only beginning to understand when it was seemingly too late, but it wasn't too late. Luckily, I was able to work things out, but not everyone's so lucky. Not everyone's able to get that. And it's one of the many things that is essentially out of our control. And part of the good news is I got to spend a fair amount of time, nearly a year, around a local university campus where I spent a load of time with friends who were local, and then I got to know lots of people who were freshers at this university. I wasn't a student, but I was able to immerse myself as if I were a student, and it was massively valuable. Again, not everyone gets that kind of opportunity. And then because I had all this preparation, I was able to step up on campus when I became a fresher at a completely different university, but I knew what the deal was and I was able to embrace so much. But here's the thing, even then, there's so much that I could have done more. There's so much that I didn't take on board, that I didn't grasp the opportunities for. That doesn't mean that I regret not doing lots of things. It's because I didn't have the full understanding at the time. It's this process that you build up. And that's part of why I present TubThump, and I have the university blog, and I've been writing about this for many, many years, nearly a decade now, helping students to make the most of their time at university. It's because I can see that I had missing gaps. And if I'm able to present something in a way that speaks to you, then that's a good job done. Because that's the aim, is to help, is to give some more information out to see where it can take you. You can use it as a springboard. So I don't know what place you're at. I don't know how you feel that your life's progressing. But what I do know is that it's never too late to improve. It's never too late to explore more. And as I say, that's why I started the university blog, and it's why I now have TubThump. And this all comes about because we deserve to understand that we continue to learn throughout life. And, you know, that learning can be fun. The learning is really good, actually, when you're able to have the fun with it and to enjoy it. That's when you can consume that knowledge even more. You can get this practical understanding through the enjoyment that you have in this process. And so, in a way, one of the things that you can do is to reclaim the word learning. It's not about school lessons. It's not about the lectures you're in. The learning's really when you meet new people, when you find out about them. It's about when you play your first chord on a guitar, or when you look up the news of a football team that you support, or when you just get a new wardrobe colour combination. You realise, oh, actually, this goes with this, and it opens your mind to new possibilities. The learning's when you finally work out how to get to the next level in the game that you're playing. So learning is everything, it's everywhere, it's the fun you have, the joy you experience, it's everything in the life that you live. So embrace all of it. It doesn't matter what's going on, you're able to be the student you deserve to be when you enjoy that learning process. You still need to take plenty of responsibility, and at the same time, you don't need to feel like this is all on you. This is about enjoying the process, not about finding it too overwhelming, not about thinking that everything's against you. This is about saying you can take your best step forward and you can do what you can with what you've got, and you can then find more and more and more. That's what it means to be the student you deserve to be. It means allowing yourself a little bit of flexibility, but at the same time, always knowing that it's pointless to blame others. It's always good to seek out as much of the responsibility as you can for yourself, without feeling bad when things don't always work out. We can't be perfect. We can't do everything right. We just need to start and then enjoy and build up this process of learning. When we can do that, it's easier to feel more comfortable, more confident with what we're doing. So whatever it is that you're learning, whatever it is you're developing, take on that responsibility and enjoy being the student you deserve to be. This has been TubThump, and I've been Martin Hughes. Find more stuff to make the most of your time at university and beyond over at theuniversityblog.co.uk, where you can also find the show notes for what you've just been listening to. Make sure to follow me on Twitter @universityboy. Music on this show is by Tobu, and thanks to Creative Commons. TubThump's part of the Learning Always Network, and new shows come out every Monday and Thursday. Thanks for listening, and keep being awesome.